My father-in-law has been a volunteer firefighter for many years. His small town does what it can with a limited budget, yet ever-increasing needs for bigger and better equipment to handle emergencies. Interestingly, this company was born much out of that need to help small towns afford the fire engines they needed. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture is what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
The Darley Company was founded by W.S. Darley in 1908 outside of Chicago. It was the lead engineer, Pete Yates, that would bring some of the company here to Wisconsin.
He being a Chippewa Falls native, he did not want to relocate to Chicago. W.S. Darley knew that the company really needed Yates.
Cat Wendell at the Chippewa Falls Museum of Industry and Technology says some of the manufacturing was moved to Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin to follow Yates' path. The company was focused on making pumps and equipment for firefighting and quickly found a niche helping those in rural and small town America.
Their main priority starting out was the fire engine kit that would fit in the back of a Model A or a pickup truck bed to better help local municipalities and volunteer fire that were not able to afford a large scale fire engine at the time.
At the time, it was difficult for many places to afford a fire engine.
At that time, a fire engine was on the scale of what was close to like four or five houses for the cost.
But the Darley Company's firefighting kits could reduce that cost to just a third of the price.
You throw essentially a unit into the back of a truck bed and transform somebody's truck into a fire engine.
The Darley Company has greatly expanded over time to meet the needs of first responders and the military.
They have the ability to create fire engines, full EMS units, and full EMS equipment as well.
It's a story told here at this museum and a real-life story that continues through the company that remains in this city. Traveling the countryside in Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, I'm Andrew McCray.